Welcome, this is the Goldie Masterclass, how to warp a reverse spokel in Ableton Live 12 to create smoky warehouse vibes. It's an intermediate edits lesson that uses only live stock tools. By the end you'll have a musically warped reverse spokel bed, a vocoder treated carrier for harmonic weight, and a smearing ambience chain that sits in a 170-175 BPM drum and bass mix. First, what you'll build, a reversed vocal bed warp to session tempo with pitch drift and granular character. A vocoder-treated carrier routed from a reversed vocal modulator to add warmth and harmonic presence. Smear and ambience, grain delay, hybrid or convolution, reverb, echo, plus subtle saturation and sidechain motion. A final bus with EQ, glue compression and automation so the reverse vocal works with DNB drums and bass. Requirements: Ableton Live 12 Suite recommended, and these stock devices, clip view warping, warp modes complex slash texture, wave editable or analog, vocoder, grain delay, hybrid slash convolution reverb, echo, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, return tracks. Let's walk through the steps. Prep. Set your live set to 174 BPM. Load or record a short dry vocal phrase, 1 to 4 bars, onto an audio track. A. Create the reversed clip 1. Duplicate and consolidate. Select the clip and press CMD or Ctrl plus J to consolidate if needed. Duplicate the clip with CMD or Ctrl plus D and work on the duplicate so you keep the original intact. 2. Reverse the clip. Open clip view and click the reverse button to flip the waveform. The phrase now plays backward. 3. Toggle warping. Turn warp off to hear the natural reversed length and pitch, then re-enable warp to align the clip to the session tempo. B. Warp the reversed vocal musically. 4. Warp mode. Start in complex for time stretching with preserved tonality. Compare with texture for granular smear. Try grain size around 20 to 60 ms and texture to taste. 5. Align musically. Use warp markers to snap the reversed syllables into place. Double-click transients to add markers and drag them so leading swells breathe into downbeats or snare hits. 6. Add pitch drift and personality. Option A. Automate the clip transpose by a few semitones over time. Option B. Use tight warp markers and slightly drag one to create micro time stretch pitch movement. Option C. Switch to texture and increase grain size or flux for wobble. 7. Smooth transients. If the reverse is clicky, reduce clip gain or add a gentle auto filter or utility with a slow attack to soften edges. C. Build ambience and smoky character. 8. Create two returns. Return A. Grain delay. Sync to dotted 16th or 1/8. Feedback 30-50%. Pitch plus slash minus a few semitones for stereo smear. Return B. Hybrid or convolution reverb. Long decay, 3-6 seconds, pre-delay 40-80 ms. Low pass the return to remove excessive highs. 9. Route and balance. Send the reversed clip subtly. Start around 10-25% to reverb and 10-35% to grain delay, and balance from there. 10. Add warmth. Light saturator on the clip, or on returns, soft clip style. Drive around 2-4 dB for analog color. D. Vocoder setup core steps 11. Prepare the modulator. Duplicate the reversed audio track. This duplicate will feed the vocoder as the modulator. Do not mute it unless its output is set to sends only. Insert a EQ8 before the vocoder input and high pass at 150-300 Hz. Optionally low pass around 10-12 kHz to remove extreme highs. 12. Create the carrier. Make a MIDI track with wave editable or analog. Use a saw-based pad. Slow attack 3100 ms and long release 400-1000 ms. Add mild unison or detune for width. Alternately, use a filtered noise pad or layered saws for haze. 13. Insert vocoder on the carrier and route sidechain. Put the vocoder on the carrier MIDI track. Open its sidechain and select the duplicated reversed vocal track as the audio from. That reversed clip is the modulator. 14. Vocoder settings. Bands. Start at 16-24 bands for balance. More bands increase intelligibility. Fewer bands smear more. Attack. 110 ms. Release. 5200 ms. Longer release smooths tails. Formant. Nudges of plus 1 to plus 3 for a ghostly character. Dry slash wet. 60-90% wet is a good starting point. Consider a parallel dry synth chain to maintain body. Add EQ after the vocoder to remove low mud and tame sibilance. 15. Shape intelligibility. If the words are lost, raise band count, tighten attack and release, and keep the modulator fairly dry. If it's too chattery, reduce bands, lengthen release, and add more post-vocoder reverb or delay. 16. Blend the vocoder in context. Keep the carrier level behind drums and bass. Use utility to narrow width or mid/side EQ on returns. Send the vocoder output to your same reverb and delay returns, but at lower send levels. Use a glue compressor on the reverb return sidechain to kick/snare to duck tails and keep rhythm clear. E. Final mix touches. 17. EQ 8. High pass the reversed vocals/vocoder bus around 100-2200 Hz. Gentle dip 300-800 Hz for boxiness. Small boost 4-8k Hz for air if needed. 18. Bus compression. Group the reversed vocal, vocoded carrier and returns to a bus and add glue compressor. Aim for mild glue. About 3:1 and 2:4 dB of gain reduction. 19. Automation. Automate vocoder dry/wet, grain delay feedback, reverb decay and clip transpose for evolving textures. For example, open the formant or increase decay before a drop. 20. Arrangement. Use this process element as swells, transitional beds or halftime breakdown pads. Keep it sparse during heavy kick and bass sections and fuller in breakdowns. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving low end in the modulator, HBF the vocal at 100-2300 Hz before the vocoder to prevent mud and phase issues. Too many bands. 32 bands can be clinical. For smoky vibe, 16-32 works best. Heavy reverb on the modulator before vocoding. It blurs formants and reduces clarity. Keep the modulator fairly dry and add reverb after the vocoder. Routing errors. The vocoder must be on the carrier track with the reversed vocal chosen as the sidechain modulator. If the modulator is muted, set it to sends only instead. Overwarping. Extreme warp transposes in the wrong mode cause artifacts. Use complex for pitch preservation, texture for granular effects. Excessive saturation on returns. Too much drive can blow out tails. Watch levels and automate if needed. Pro tips: use long reverb tails with tempo-synced grain delay to keep groove while sounding huge. Automate pre-delay and decay to maintain rhythm. Automate the carrier synth's filter or wave-eatable position for organic motion while leaving the vocoder static. The modulator will impose vocal motion onto changing harmonics. Use mid/side EQ on reverb returns. Keep low-end mono and boost highs in the sides for airy stereo shimmer. Send a small amount of the dry reverse clip to a large convolution warehouse IR to make the vocal feel in the room. Duplicate the reversed clip. Keep one dry and lightly reverbed, and place the vocoded version slightly offset for a push/pull stereo effect. Freeze and flatten the vocoder chain once happy, then warp the frozen result for destructive, unique textures. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Import a 2-bar vocal phrase. Reverse and warp it to fill 4 bars. Use complex if you'll transpose texture for granular smear. Make a wave-eatable pad. Slow attack, 2 voices slightly detuned. Put vocoder on the wave-eatable track and sidechain to the reversed vocal duplicate. Vocoder, 20 bands, release 120 ms, formant plus 2. HP the reversed vocal at 180 Hz, send to grain delay 1/8 plus dotted 1/8, and hybrid reverb 3.5s. Lightly saturate returns and HP the bus at 150 Hz. Save the group as Goldie reverse pad. Practice 1 and flip bands on and off to hear differences. Recap: we reversed and warped a vocal clip, chose warp modes for different textures, created pitch drift, and built a smoky ambience chain with grain delay and hybrid/convolution reverb. We set up the vocoder properly, reversed vocal as the modulator, a wave-eatable pad as the carrier, and tuned bands, attack, release, and formant to find the balance between intelligibility and smear. Finally, we blended everything with EQ, saturation, glue compression, sidechain ducking and automation so the element sits in a DNB mix. Quick workflow checklist: duplicate and label tracks. Keep an original, a reversed working copy and a modulator copy. Color code tracks to speed navigation. Save the whole chain as a template or track preset for recall. That's the lesson. Practice the exercise, then experiment with carrier types, band counts and warp modes. Small parameter moves will turn a nice sound into something genuinely smoky and warehouse ready.